Well, I think, you know, like everybody, our thoughts and prayers go out to all the people in Central Texas, and you know, we're trying to find ways that we can help at the University of Houston, but certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to them. But I'll go ahead and start with questions.
All right, again, if you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll have a microphone holder come to you. Go center right, forefront.
Kenneth Bowman, Coop TV. Coach, last year you said your program in the conference is a sleeping giant. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the moves that you've been made and the conference has made to sort of wake up that giant.
Well, you know, when we were talking about that last year, we've got, I think, the greatest location for football in the world, Houston, Texas. Got a great university. We're getting ready to move into a brand new $160 million, 160,000 square foot football operations center here in a week and a half. So we'll have as good a facility as anybody in the country. So you got to have those things first and foremost. But I also think we've done an excellent job recruiting. You know, both high school guys, we've sometimes that's taken a back seat here recently, but we've done a super job with our high school class. Last year, we're going to do a great job with the upcoming class for 2026. And I think we've also done an excellent job with the portal, you know, signing guys that fit our profile. We had a little bit more time this year with being able to vet guys and gather information and getting the right guys that fit our culture. So, yeah, we want to, you know, take a big step forward in year two.
Or go to front row.
Hey, Coach. Nick Hamilton, Nightcast Media. Wanted to ask you specifically, what are some of the changes that you've seen in your team from last season, obviously going into this offseason, as you guys continue to elevate the program going into the 2025 season?
Yeah, we've got a lot of legitimate competition, you know, positionally. You know, last year we didn't have a lot of depth. We didn't have a whole lot of competition. You know, one guy was kind of going to start for us no matter what. Now it's, you know, we're going to have to use our first two or three games to figure out exactly who's going to be playing and how much they're going to be playing. So I'm very, very excited about the depth that we have. We've, you know, the guys that return and then also the guys that we added high school-wise and also in the portal have given us that depth.
All right, we'll go to center right here.
Good morning, Coach Fritz.
Good morning.
You're reunited with Slade Nagel, and we saw some of those offenses at Tulane look pretty good, especially against Houston. How much of that Tulane offense is going to come over to Houston? How similar are those going to look?
There's going to be a lot of similarities. Obviously, when you hire someone, you want them to have the same philosophy as what you have. And I know Slade very, very well. Does an excellent job of coaching the entire offense. Sometimes offensive coordinators, you know, they're a quarterback coach. They just really work with the quarterback, tight ends, offensive line, whatever it might be. He really does an excellent job of meeting and coaching all the positions, which I think is unique. And then I also think his experience at LSU is going to help us. You know, they're one of the leading passing teams in the nation. And, you know, I see some concepts that he's using from spring ball that are a little bit different that we hadn't done it at Tulane. But he also understands the importance of being balanced and running the football and passing the football. We'd like to be a 50-50 team. I think if you want to win championships, you got to be able to run the football effectively, and Slade certainly understands that. But I'm pumped about having him back.
Again, if you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll go to center left front row.
Chris Baldwin from Paper City Houston. Hey, Willie.
Hey, Chris.
Has Connor Wegman been what you expected, and how has his leadership shown itself?
He's been outstanding. Connor, you know, is from Houston, five-star, played high school ball there, you know, had a little bit of an up-and-down career at Texas A&M. Some of that is changing what they were doing with coaches and those kind of different things. He also got hurt. You know, he probably wasn't full speed until maybe February after he got to our place in January. But he's been everything that I hoped he'd be. He's a great young man, great leadership abilities. You know, it's really hard to coach a football team when you got a, your quarterback's a prima donna. It happened to me one year, many years ago. I made a decision that would never happen to me again, and he's just been aces. We're just very, very fortunate to have him in our football program. Interacts with everybody. Just a real old-fashioned type of quarterback.
We'll go to center left.
Hey, Coach, Park Ranger with Locked On Cougs.
Yeah.
Year ago, you were coming off a 4-8, year two in the Big 12, and it was exciting because things were new. This year, coming off a 4-8, your second year, it does feel exciting and new, but what is it about it for you that is exciting? I mean, what's different for you in July 25 and 24?
You know, familiarity, you know, with the university. You know, I've got a lot of experience in the city of Houston. High school coaches reestablishing relationships with those guys. But, you know, but having a full year of getting your guys in your program, you know, to be a great recruiter, you got to be a talent evaluator and you got to be an information gatherer. And we didn't really have time to do that my first year when I took the job. We did a great job making sure these guys fit with our culture. The majority of the guys that I have coaching for me or working in the building with me either played for me at another spot, coached for me at another spot, or both. So they understand what I'm looking for. And I think that's what's going to allow us to have some competition at position. We got some depth this year, and that wasn't the case last season.
We'll go center road, center left, third row.
Willie, in this new era of college football with the money's involved, players coming and going, what do you do as a coach to build team chemistry? What do you have to do differently these days?
You know, our slogan this year is Houston. And when we say Houston, when we break, it's 2025 Houston, not 2026, 2027. I think every team now is going to be its own team, which it was in the past, but it was different. You know, you count on a guy, you'd have him for 4 or possibly 5 years to develop them. So we just want our guys to establish, you know, we've talked about it's more like a microwave than an oven. You know, we got to establish these relationships quickly. And that's one of the things as a head coach that I try to promote within our program is getting our coaches not just to know your position group, but all the guys on the football team, just like the head coach does. You know, we talked about Connor a moment ago. You know, Connor knows all our defensive players very well. We've made sure that that occurred. So I think that's something that's different in this day and age of college football. But we're just really concerned about the 2025 Houston Cougars.
Again, if you have a question for Coach, please raise your hand. Also, please state your name and media affiliation when you are asking your question. We'll go to second row.
Good morning, Coach Fritz. Candace Lamb, D210 Sports. I was at Sam Houston when you made a great reign there as head coach, so I know this can be done.
Are you a Bearcat graduate?
I'm a Bearcat.
All right.
Bearcats. Eat them up, cats.
There you go. Two of my kids are... I'm a graduate there also. I got my master's there.
I know.
Well. Great
I
school.
Know. If you guys don't know, we had amazing seasons with Coach Fritz there. With that being said, coming off a tough season last season, what improvements are you looking to make in the off season? What improvements have you made in the off season going into this upcoming season?
Well, I think it's additions to our program, finding out the guys that were within our program, what they do well, what maybe they don't do as well. You know, the portal works both ways, too. You know, and we wanted to make sure that the guys we had there were guys that we wanted to have in the program as well. So I just like the depth that we've established. You know, the guys we picked up high school-wise, we want to be a high school program. I know that's tougher in this day and age, but that's what we want to be our bread and butter to be is high school students and develop them. We talk about recruit bona fide Division I student athletes with character, retaining them by providing a culture where they can thrive and grow on the field, off the field, in the classroom, and then develop them. You can't develop them if you don't retain them. So that's something that we want to do year after year so our guys continue to get better, you know, as a person, as a student, but certainly as a player. So that's the big difference, in my opinion, year one to year two, is familiarity with the University of Houston, our program, the guys we have here, how to approach it, how to attack it.
All right, we'll go center right. No.
Hey, Coach. Robert Aronoff, Latavius Murray's Knights 24/7. I want to know what the biggest takeaway from you from last year is and what that does to affect what you do moving forward.
You know, Big 12's a fantastic conference, and everybody's pretty good. You know, I mean, you know, I've been in some leagues. This is my sixth different league as a head coach, and there were some games where maybe you brought your C game and you still were able to win. That's not the case in our league. Everybody's good top to bottom. It's just the fan bases are extremely excited about their team. I really enjoyed it. I went to a few stadiums I'd never been at before, and you know, I enjoy going to different places and, you know, seeing how they do things at different places. But I just think from top to bottom, you know, how competitive the league is, and that probably is what makes it different than a lot of other Power Four conferences.
Time for a couple more questions. We'll go center right, forefront.
Bobby Malvez, Scott and Holman podcast. You talked earlier, you know, a few minutes ago about the new operations building. How has that helped with recruiting and fundraising in that sense?
Big time. You know, it's, you know, 160,000 square feet is a full football field and a half. I mean, it is really big. We're going to have a 26,000 square foot weight room. You know, and it's just going to, you know, right now we're sharing a weight room with all the sports except the basketballs. You know, so, and it's going to be close to, it's going to be right next door to our indoor. We've got an unbelievable indoor facility. We've really got an indoor and a half area. And then we've got great outdoor practice fields, stadium's outstanding. And then where the guys are going to live is, you know, less than, you know, 500 yards away. And also where they're going to park. So everything's very compact and close, which is tough at a big university like the University of Houston, a big city like Houston. And the kids spend so much time up there. They're going to eat up there. They're going to get treatment up there. They're going to lift up there. They're going to have their meetings up there. Obviously, they're going to practice up there. So I think it's only going to help develop our culture.
All right, we'll go to final question. Center right, mid back.
Hey, Coach. Conrad Barr, KMU-FM, Mineola, Texas. Had a question. You were just talking about the big city of Houston. Talk about recruiting in that area and trying to keep kids home, obviously, because there's so much Texas high school football talent in the Houston metropolitan area.
You know, I've coached a lot of different places. When I was a head coach at Bland back in 1993 through 96, all my kids were from the state of Texas. Right, it'd be foolish to have them come from someplace else. I went up to the University of Central Missouri the first year. I tried to get some Texas kids, and I found out it was hard for me to get them. And number two, sometimes it's difficult for them to stay the whole time. So I started recruiting in that area. I came back to Sam Houston. Probably 99% of my kids were from the state of Texas. So to make a long story short, there's a few other places I've been at. I've always recruited locally. You know, that's one big secret to our success at Tulane. We had a lot of New Orleans kids who thought the grass was greener someplace else, and they found out it was only green, and they wanted to come back home to mama, you know, and where they were familiar, where their culture was at. So, you know, there's probably going to be some kids that might go other places that we might get on the rebound. The portal will be good for us in that regard. But I just have learned, you know, being the head coach of six different places and, I guess, four different states, I guess. You better recruit local because the kids seem to be a heck of a lot happier when they're close to home.
Thank you for your time today, Coach, and good luck this season.
You betcha. Go Cougs.